When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. And that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Well, happy daylight savings time, everyone that managed to roll out early, or if you're still in but listening, that's great. We have already discussed the fact that we probably are not expecting the entire audience to be here for another hour just in case. And I'm a little disappointed to say, since last Sunday, I think, was the first Sunday in a very long time, I could say it was bright and sunny, and Seattle was downtown Seattle was out, and so were the Olympics, because as most of you know, we look east from the Factoria area of Bellevue towards Mercer Island and over to Seattle and the Olympics. And today it's overcast and cloudy, but I can tell you that downtown Seattle is alive and well and is there. The Olympics are somewhat in question, although there is a slight shadow indicating that they are, in fact, still there. And other than running around like a crazy man for a while, because there were some technical glitches before the show started, I think bright-eyed and bushy-tailed would be Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. And I should point out to listeners that actually we look west.
Oh, west, excuse me. Yeah. Did I say east? I did. Well, see, I'm not here.
We don't want to confuse
them. I'm not awake
them.
Yet.
We all have an hour to sort of get it together.
Yeah, see, what I told our guest today, the first half hour doesn't count. But today, it's the whole first
bonus.
Yeah, bonus, the whole first hour doesn't count. But I don't know about you, because Mike is not a morning person either.
I am not.
Now, I have to say, though, you sound much better than you did last week. You had that little almost spring cold. So
it was a doozy.
That now?
Yeah, hung with me for a long time, and I'm just in the very latter part. But I got to tell you, part of being sick makes you remember how good it feels to feel good.
Isn't that the truth?
It is true.
And now I don't hear it in your voice this week, so you sound a lot better.
It's just about gone.
Yeah, but I don't know about you, but my I set all my clocks ahead last night when I got home. And I set my car clock, because yesterday was the birthday party for East West Bookshop in the Roosevelt area of Seattle, and I was down there from 3 to 6 for their birthday party doing free animal consultations and stuff, and had a great time. But I actually set my clock forward in my car when I was driving home, and I got like out of town and realized I forgot something, had to go back, so that like helped. So I had a Mercury in retrograde sort of evening yesterday. Anybody does, that's planet Mercury 3-4 times a year for about 3 weeks at a time. It does strange things, and retrograde, actually, it doesn't really go in reverse. It sort of stops. But anyway, it affects communication and travel, and nothing works right and all of that. So not surprising that we had some technical issues this morning, Mike, but you were running around and got all that taken care of.
We went to alternate plan B, which was coming together as I was putting it together. But we're all good.
But
we're
you said, and you said this was a first. This has never happened.
Yeah, it was. We got a computer glitch going on. One of our servers, one of the drives that we all access every day, all the time, is not accessible this morning.
And you just, yesterday, of course, it worked fine.
It did, yeah.
But this morning?
Nope.
No.
Can't access it.
And when you do things for the show, like play the music, play all the stuff, it all comes out of files on computers.
Yes, and we have actually had two systems. We have an on-air system, uh-huh. which was not affected,
yeah.
And then we have what we call our backup systems, which has all of the stuff that we need to put all the stuff that you hear on the air together. And that's the server that was not available this morning.
So up until a few minutes before the show, we essentially had no show because there. Well, except that Mike's here, you know, and he works miracles, and of course he tap danced around
yeah.
and got it done, which is quite amazing because it's so early this morning. And like I said, I don't know east from west this morning.
That is the amazing part.
Yeah, and but I'll tell you, my radio alarm went off this morning, and it was like, really?
You've got to be kidding me.
Are you
me.
Kidding? And I, you know, and I kind of look, and it's like, oh, it's dark again. You know, I had just gotten used to it being light early in the morning, so I could sort of have a chance of, but it was dark again.
Yeah.
Probably
for a while.
Not for long. For yeah. But I have to say that I always love spring or falling back because I love an extra hour.
Love the extra hour.
But I'm not wild about springing forward. And it's my least favorite morning of the year. And because I'm a night person, I have to say I enjoy the daylight. But I think we probably discussed this last year. If it were up to us, we would 86 this
totally.
Changing the clock business. Because the reason that daylight savings time was created hundreds of years ago, whenever it was, at least 100 anyway,
yeah,
is not necessary
anymore.
They did
it in the late 50s or early 60s. Because I vaguely remember the first time.
Oh, see, you're older than me. I don't vaguely remember. But
let's not give out any secrets.
I probably
here.
Slept through it. But anyway, I think we should just stay on daylight savings time always.
Yep.
Because, you know, we don't have problems with farmers have to have daylight later and not
the,
in
the cows have gotten used to it.
Yeah, everybody gets used to it. Yeah, even the cats. Well, my cats are like great with springing forward. Because they just as soon get up and eat earlier, you know, whatever that's possible. They're good with that. But me, not so much.
Yeah, and for those of us who don't change our clocks, there's always that adjustment period. I don't change my clock.
I forgot about that. That's right. You don't. So what do you stay on daylight? Are you caught up now? Where
yes.
do you?
Yeah,
okay.
No, I'm back on schedule.
You leave your clocks on daylight saving.
I do.
I could not do that because I'd be off all the time. I would not. See, I'd get on automatic pilot and CRS would set in and I would be an hour late or earlier, whatever it would be. I would be off.
In the wintertime, often I'm early for stuff, but it's better early than late. Because I don't fall back.
Well, unless you're coming to my house. Don't ever come early. You come to my house. You come late, but don't come early. I won't be ready. I'm a Gemini. That's just the way it goes. Okay. Well, let's see. All right. It took, 10 minutes for me to kind of get with the program here. We are doing radio, are we not?
We are.
Yeah,
we should.
Yeah. Hello. All right. It is time to set the table, as we say. And, oh, joy, we have a full studio to keep me awake today. That's cool. We'll bypass the studio and say that, as usual, Animal World call screener, Kathy is here.
Good morning.
With her sort of mood lighting in her private studio. Good morning. Your hair looks red, bright red this morning.
Really?
Did you notice that? Did you change your hair color this week?
No.
Or get new hair? No?
It's probably the sun.
Probably the sun.
I was out the last couple days.
Could be, because your head is bright and shiny.
Whoa.
It's that accent lighting.
Accent lighting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then we have to say hello to Aji, because I know she's listening. Nothing wrong with her today, although she apparently was given a gift of 4 hours of free house cleaning. But the glitch was it had to happen this morning. So she said, I could come in, but said, are you kidding? 4 hours of free house cleaning? You stay home, take advantage of that, and then send them to my house. So anyway, happy house cleaning at Aji's house. And
give Jasper a hug for us.
That's her kitty?
Jasper's not feeling good.
Yeah, that's what I heard. She left me a message yesterday. And so any of you out there, Aji's kitty Jasper could use some special prayers and healing. So keep him in your good thoughts and say some prayers and send some healing for Jasper kitty. And we'll talk to Aji. I was going to say we'll talk to her again next week, but next week's the third Sunday of the month and we all won't be here.
That's right.
Well, Mike will be here. Kevin and Kim will be here. Mm-hmm. So Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, next week on the show. And let's see. Speaking of the show, what the heck are we doing today? Ah, you want to know why there's a full studio? Well, if you're paying attention, you already know. And that is because the BioClean crew is in the house. Delighted to welcome you to the studio for the first time. We've spoken on the phone since you became part of the Animal World family of advertisers. And we got all the important folks here, right? We have Teresa Borst, the owner, CEO of BioClean.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And then we have your assistant, we call it Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, good for you. And then we have daughter of Teresa, Chris, who, if I remember now, don't you run the office and stuff?
That's right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's kind of be a family business. Are you going to take over this, as time goes by?
Maybe. We'll see.
All right. So we have the BioClean ladies here, Teresa, Lisa, and Chris. I'll say that fast three times in a row. Teresa, Lisa, Chris. Teresa, Lisa, Chris. They'll ought to keep me awake. Anyway, they are here. We are, once we get serious, get through our business and news this morning, we are, of course, going to learn more about this incredible business. It really is an incredible business. These are incredible women. I've been in person with Teresa and Lisa before. Chris, you know, I have to figure, since you're offspring of fantastic Teresa, that you are also awesome human running this awesome business, and you'll find out why. And we'll find out about the jobs that they do, what it's all about. But the reason we're doing a whole show with these women is because of something that they get heavily involved in that has to do with our animal friends. And I didn't realize how prevalent it was, really, especially in our area, until talking with Teresa and Lisa. And that would be hoarding, and specifically animal hoarding. Even though it's unpleasant, I think we have a real education coming today, and we need to hear this because these women know what this issue is all about, and have told me that it's going on everywhere, even in the nicest neighborhoods, and it isn't necessarily apparent from looking at the outside. So we're going to talk more about this, how to recognize the signs that this kind of stuff or that someone you know may be in trouble, and how to help. So this isn't about beating up and prosecuting, and this is about helping. So that's where we're going. And we will open up phone lines. So if you have questions about messy cleanups and hoarding, or animal hoarding in particular, and all that sort of stuff, we'd love to hear from you today. And you, of course, may call in. You also can email us. I'm going to give you some contact information now. So if you need a moment to grab a pen and paper, please do. Because, as always, these days, our generous sponsors, Designing Health, are continuing to allow us to give away a free bag of Missing Link supplement for your dog, cat, or bird. And the way you get to win is you have to pay attention when we are taking care of our advertisers and sponsors. Because when I do the Designing Health commercial and you hear me talking about the missing link, at the end of that ad, I will give you the missing link word or words of the day. And that's your clue to pick up the phone and call Kathy and tell her what variety of missing link you would like. And it's not a coupon that you get. It's not a sample bag. You get a full bag of Missing Link, and you can choose the ultimate cat formula, the dog formula, which comes in two versions, either the hip and joint or the skin and coat. There is a bird formula, and there's the wellness blend for sensitive dogs and cats. It's a vegetarian formula. You can feed to both. So pay attention to that. Jot down these numbers because you will need them. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one on that one, 888-298-5569. 5569. And by the way, you know, keep those numbers handy in case you want to call in about our subject today. And if for some reason you have to dash out and can't wait to call later, you can call anytime because, you know, phone calls take priority around here. So if you call in, you can interrupt us and we'll probably talk to you. So if you want to email us while we're in the studio, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Can't win the contest that way, but you can certainly communicate with us. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Do it during the show, because after the show, before the show, any other time except during the show, that mailbox gets ignored. Just don't pay Mike enough to police that mailbox. And then for the missing link contest, the only rules we need to be aware of, or you need to be aware of, is you've got to be 18 or older to win. And if you have won a contest on this radio station with any other show in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. And Mr. and Mrs. KKNW, pay attention. So just don't bother calling. Wait 30 days, and then we'd love to hear from you. All right, I think we covered the bases on that. All right, so we... In keeping with tradition, it seems to be, I don't remember, we've got to celebrate. We'll have bells and whistles when there's a week we don't have to do this. Recalls. And not this week, I not only have two recalls, I've got two warnings. Well, we balance that out with, of course, the best good news about animals, and that's all the news we're doing today is good news. And we've just got a couple of those, a little bit of follow-up, and a legislation update, animal legislation update. We're going to actually run a tip, which I haven't been doing for a while, at 10 o'clock today, because Easter's coming. Can you believe it? Spring's almost here, and Easter's almost here, and Easter is in March this year. So it's there's five. It's a five Sunday month, but so. Hello.
It's the 31st.
The 31st.
Last day of the month.
Yeah, which happens to be a Sunday because there's five Sundays this month.
Yep.
So Easter is the 31st, and so you're gonna get my recorded Easter tip about bunnies and chicks and ducks and stuff and all of that. So I'm on my soapbox. You wanna listen to that, and then current events will happen as usual. Unless we postpone it, but probably as usual around 10:50 or so today. And there's some new items on current events, so you want to stay tuned for that. And I think that about covers what we're going to do. So I think we are ready to make this puppy official and get started. Think so? All right. So then our opening tradition, when we get serious, is in recognition and support of the saint that guides my work with the animals and has for the last 25 years or so. And at his request, we start with Saint Francis of Assisi's peace prayer. So, y'all ready? Here we go. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. We are now official. And as I was reading that poem, that prayer... I had two thoughts. First one I won't mention. The second one was that how appropriate a prayer that is for today because of the company that's here in the room, and that would be BioClean. I tell you that it is an extraordinary company, and that's primarily because of the extraordinary women. And your attitude, we're not talking yet about BioClean, but it so fits with the spirit of that prayer. Because you don't just go to work every day and clean up messes. And most, I would imagine, a lot of people that do clean up messes are not happy campers when they do. You guys just glow. And especially Teresa, you have this sparkle in your eye. Doesn't your mom? She does, doesn't she? She has this.
She does.
She has this sparkle in her eye that just emanates joy. And love, and I was so impressed in knowing, and that's why I'm having you guys in here to talk with us about, you know, animal hoarding and that sort of thing, because it's an awful subject, but you guys somehow make it better because you aren't just there to clean up the mess. You're there to save the humans as well, not to mention the animals and so forth. But it's amazing the work that these women do, and so you're going to want to hear all of that, but just so you know, I think St. Francis is quite pleased with y'all. At least that's the message I was getting when I was reading that. So let's get to business here. Oh, the second thought was, I said I wasn't going to tell you, had to do with, oh, okay, I read this and then what I got to do, the recalls and alerts and all of that. So yeah, let's just postpone that a moment because... Oh, Mike is reminding. How about that? Should we like just be on time? I guess you're suggesting that. And since I'm not awake yet, we might as well do that, don't you think? So we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Please remember that this is the most important part of the show because without them, there is no us. So you need to pay attention, listen, thank them, support them, stay right where you are because Animal World continues. Couple of pet food recalls and some warnings, so stay with us. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings, Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Worried about bed bugs? Discreet Green is committed to bringing you products that are completely all-natural, non-toxic products that are safe for the environment, offering affordable heat treatments, mattress encasements, bed bug monitors, and safe and sane bed bug sprays and foggers. Bed bugs don't stand a chance. You can also have their highly trained bed bug detection dog, Princess Leah, the bed bug Slaya, sniff them out. They want to serve you in an eco-friendly way. Call them at 206-95-GREEN or online at spraybedbugs.com for more information. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Natural Pet Pantry offers your pet the best homemade healthy food and treats, taking the work out of raw food for cats and dogs. Natural Pet Pantry's homemade natural cat and dog food is Seattle's original raw and cooked pet food. USDA certified, affordable, and local, made here in the USA. Raw Foods' natural enzymes build health with easy digestibility, providing increased energy levels and enhanced well-being in your pet, and prepared for your convenience. You'll find Natural Pet Pantry in local stores or free home delivery. NaturalPetPantry.com. It just makes sense. Call 206-850-0631. That's 206-850-0631.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to Animal World, if you're not awake enough to know that yet, and I'm so glad that you are. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're just waking up and getting rolling around here. Mike is here, Kathy's here, Aji's home cleaning her house, and the BioClean ladies are here. We're going to be focusing on their business and the subject of hoarding and animal hoarding as the show goes by, but right now it's time for... Which is, we ought to come up with some recall music or something.
I'll give that some thought.
Give that
because
some
it seems
thought.
Like we get at it yeah. every week.
Yeah, it's been, it's like a bonus when we don't have any recalls to do.
And I'll find something.
Yeah. So we need some recall music. All right. First recall of the week. And I just wonder if all these companies get their stuff from the same place, China, or I just don't understand this. And this is I actually know these people and I've known this company for a long time and they have a really good reputation. But that's why I'm thinking it must have to do with where they source their products or something. But Steve's Real Food and recalls turducken canine recipe patties. Because of this seems to be the most common recall reason these days, and that's salmonella. 5-pound bags of turducken canine diet 8-ounce patties of the same, and they were distributed from October 2012 to January 2013. In stores, and I'm doing this because we have lots of listeners on the internet, and so you guys are all over the country. And I'm amazed at sometimes the emails I get from where you are. Anyway, these were distributed October through January, so you could still have some in the freezer probably. Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, New York, California, Minnesota, and Tennessee. So check on that if it's a food that you feed. Okay, second recall. Diggin' Your Dog recalls Strippin' Chicks pet treats. Is that a name or what? Diggin' Your Dog, Strippin' Chicks pet treats. Well, I can tell you what, just because of the name, that would not be something I would be buying for my animal friends. And again, it's salmonella. Looks like they come in a bag of... And it looks like black with red trim and white diggin' on the label. And these were distributed in their treats, Strippin' Chicks treats. And they were distributed in Colorado and Nevada. I know we have listeners in Colorado. So there you go. And I'll tell you what, my cats and my Christopher Robin, Robbie Golden, I just don't buy any like this stuff like this. But, never mind. Let me wait till I get to the warnings. Okay, warning number one. Now, I have to tell you, I pay most attention when I get releases from Susan Thixton, who is the truthaboutpetfoods.com. Because she really researches things. She puts out all of the recalls and so forth. These warnings did not come from her. So they aren't official yet, but they are circulating on the animal rescue lists and so forth. And these lists are also pretty good at not putting junk on or something that isn't true out. And I have to say, I have been, well, you probably haven't heard me say it for a long time because I said it for so long and so consistently when these types of chewables for dogs were created. And this is a warning about Nylabone healthy edibles. So if you have dogs and you buy chewables, they're kind of like the vegetable-colored, you know, Nylabones, which I like Nylabones, the original Nylabones, the nylon bones that they chew on, because they're good chewables. They last a long time. They can't be chewed up in pieces and swallowed in big hunks. And so I'm a fan of Nylabones. But these, the Nylabone healthy edibles, I have never liked, and I have always recommended that you not feed them because they can be chunked. And they can get in and not digest and get stuck. And that this is another updated version. Anyone have trouble with Nylabone healthy edibles? Thought I would share. My dog Wally ate one and vomited blood. Apparently a lot of dogs have had same reaction and some have died. And that's because it gets in and can get stuck going through from the stomach to the intestinal tract or through the intestinal tract. They don't digest quickly enough to release the blockage, and they don't tend to, they don't show up on radiograph unless, you know, you do a barium swallow, which they just don't do that much in veterinary medicine anymore. And I don't know why, because we used to do it all the time, you know, back in the day when I was working in vets. So anyway, the Nylabone healthy edibles and any other brand of chewable vegetable stuff. The hard bones, like the greenies, fall into that category as far as I'm concerned. Okay? And anything like that, I do not recommend them. So you've heard it from Aunt Martha. Don't buy that stuff for your dogs. Okay. Another warning. Now, this one also did not come from to Truth About Pet Foods, but this was sent to me by Christina, who is one of our listeners in Oregon, and she's the one that does the website for the prayers and the healing of animals and all that kind of stuff. And she's a regular caller and that sort of thing. And the Barking Army shared this, and it's coming from the website, if you want to check this out, www.consumeraffairs.com. Consumeraffairs.com is the website. And this is just a warning. It's not a recall and it's not official. But I'm kind of glad it came out because I didn't know. But Blue Buffalo is the first one. And how popular is that food now? Okay, yeah, everybody, because they've got a fabulous marketing program going on. And you've heard me go off on that because it's deception and labeling, and I've told you that. It's still better than grocery store and all that kind of stuff, but it's not the greatest. It says complaints, and I did go to the website, I did read, I got more information on this, because I actually got it from two sources. The source I'm reading you from is from Christine, so but I went and I read a lot of the testimonial letters and case histories, and I'm convinced enough that there's an issue here, especially when I heard this. Complaints are piling in about diarrhea, vomiting, seizures, since the company was sold. I didn't know that Blue Buffalo was sold. Now, that's often the case when you have a pet food company that comes out with a decent product, do a great job of marketing, becomes really popular. Well, what happens? They sell it for big bucks to usually some big corporate conglomerate. And then what happens? They just cheapen the ingredients. Yeah, that's what they do. So apparently there was a sale of the company, and this has been happening since. Now, the same lines, apparently also, Nutro and Neutral Natural Choice, they're also on this warning list. Complaints about diarrhea, vomiting, and seizures, since that company changed their formula. So if you want to read the stories and what people are experiencing, and wasn't it? Was it last week or the week before we had that story of, wasn't it a bag of Blue Buffalo that was photographed and it wasn't the same, it was Friskies that was in that bag?
Right.
It was, wasn't it? It was. So something's going on with this company that's been sold. We actually had photographs of a Friskies dry food in a Blue Buffalo bag. It's like, okay, so something's going on. So there you go. Consumer, what did I tell you? Consumeraffairs.com is the website if you want to read whatever the complaints that are coming in and all that sort of stuff. Okay. We have celebration music, so I guess we'll do that whenever we get a week that we don't have recalls and warnings anymore. And Mike's going to work on some music for us. At least we could, you know, we got to have a little fun or something with it, don't we?
I already have something in mind.
You do?
In fact, I'm.
Are we going to do
a test? I've just grabbed it, and I'm recording it now, and I'll edit it. It won't be for next, well, not for next week, but for the following
week. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and speaking, I mean, we might as well. Animal legislation. We wonder, are there any lawyer songs?
No good ones.
No good. Okay. This is from this is a legislation update about for Washington State. And the website for more information, because I'm just going to tell you the bills that they want help and they need your support with. And what they're talking about doing, and then you go to the website to get all your instructions, your marching order. And the website is SaveWashingtonPets.org, SaveWashingtonPets.org. They need your help on two crucial bills. One is the spay-neuter assistance bill, that's SSB 5202, and the prevention of cruelty a prevention of animal cruelty bill, and that's SHB 1202. And what they want you to do is, if you have not yet contacted your state senator or representatives, they want you to take a few minutes to do that. And they're asking for your help to keep the companion animal spay-neuter assistance bill and the bill to prevent animal cruelty alive this session. Apparently, they're in danger of being dumped now in committee or something. So they have provided the information on the website for you to easily contact your legislators. If you're not clear and need help, you can contact them at info@savewashingtonpets.org. But I don't have time to read you about the bills and all that sort of stuff. So you're on your own. If you want to help with these two legislative bills, SaveWashingtonPets.org or email info@SaveWashingtonPets.org. And if you get on their mailing list, then you can get these press releases just like I did. And so then how about we... wonder how that got in there. Oh, you know, I always end up with interesting stuff in my piles that I have no idea how it got there. I'll have to figure that one out. Well, what do you say? Shall we break early, Mike, or shall we go to good news? Do you have a preference?
I have no preference. We can do whatever you want.
Well, if we do good news first, I have more than a minute.
Yeah, let's go to break.
So we do that. All right. It is the most important part of the show, after all. Oh, but let me get my stuff ready. Otherwise, I'll grab the wrong. There we go. Okay. All righty then. Remember, without them, there's no us. Listen, pay attention, thank them, support them, and stay right where you are because, oh boy, we get the best good news about animals straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
In Clover is introducing a new canine skin and coat supplement called Glow. Glow is a revolutionary new soft chew clover-shaped supplement that gets into the root issues of optimal skin and coat health. Glow combines a complete blend of clinically tested DHA Gold Omega-3, biotin and zinc, along with a bioavailable and tasty nutrition from the whole fresh eggs to allow Glow to work from the inside out to nourish and soothe our dog's skin. Get Glow for your dog's comfortable skin and shiny coat. Go to inclover.com for more information and where to buy. Interest rates are low and you're considering refinancing. But where do you go? You want an experienced lender and a reputable company. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, investment, and reverse mortgages. You want a mortgage lender who works with 65 different investors and someone who shares your values, someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL 803075. BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300 or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And just in case you just turned on your radio and thought, yikes, what's Martha doing there? Well, it's spring forward, if you forgot. Turn your clocks ahead. We're all here. And you're just in time for the best good news about animals. Sure does. Now, last week I could tap my toes because the sun was already out. I was hoping to chase it out, but I don't know. And we were just talking before I get to the good news. And I suppose this is good news because it means spring is on the way. But I don't know about you guys, but I've been sneezing and blowing my nose, and I seem to have gotten more sensitive as I get older. But last year I really didn't have an issue. This year I have.
I think it's tree pollen.
Tree pollen, is that what it is? Well, I don't know, because my grass is growing, you know, with this warmer weather.
It's early for grass pollen, not early for the grass to grow, but usually tree pollen is first out.
I swear, with this little bit of some sunshine, a little bit of warmer temperatures, and with the water, you can watch my grass grow now. And we haven't made the maiden voyage on the mower yet this year. And the grass that's growing is in the wettest part of the yard, and I really can't mow over there yet. So it's kind of like, slow down. And it's not that I don't like it, because I love summer and all of that. But I'm just not quite ready. And, of course, you guys, when we were coming into the studio, Teresa, I think you were hoping that you could still go home and mow and do all that stuff this afternoon, huh? So
yep.
Have you made your maiden voyage on mowing yet, or will today be the day?
Nope, I did it a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my, so you're ahead of me.
Today would be the day, because we got rain coming in for next week, and lots of it.
I'm hoping.
Hoping for rain?
to get the yard done today.
And you're up in my territory. Well, I'm out in the Monroe Salton area, but aren't you up like in the Lake Stevens area somewhere, or are you Snohomish? Or
yep, I've got a house in Lake Stevens, and I have one in Island County out in Oak Harbor.
And are things growing both places?
Yes.
Wow. And doesn't it seem a little early?
It does.
Okay. All right. So then I'm on it. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like, I think my mower just got back from its winter tune-up. You know, it's not quite awake yet, but going to have to. Okay. All right. Let's get to the good news. How about that? All right. Now, this is an interesting good news story. You know about pet food stamps for low-income family to feed their pets? Have you heard there's a new program? Hmm. And as a result of certain U.S. Economy and subsequent high unemployment rates, nearly 47 million people have used the federal food stamp program, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And you know that the federal food stamp program is a godsend for people whose income levels qualify them for financial assistance. But food stamps don't include the cost of pet food or supplies. Now, this article, it's really interesting that, you know, some people believe pets are a luxury. But the folks that can no longer afford to feed them and shouldn't have a pet, but an overwhelming majority of animal lovers consider their fur companions part of the family. Well, duh. Well, at least, yeah, if you're listening to Animal World, you do. Just the thought of having to give them away or surrender them to a shelter where they will most likely be euthanized is devastating. Well, of course it is. So it's exciting news that there is now an animal food, pet food stamps program. Now, this has just been launched here in the last month or so. It's a donation-based program and is not subsidized by the government. The pet food stamps will provide assistance to verified and approved low-income families and food stamp recipients who otherwise would not be able to afford food for their animal friends. It is based in New York, but it is open to anyone living in the United States. In just the past 2 weeks, and this is probably 2 weeks prior to now, 45,000 pets have already signed up. And in fact, so many people expressed interest in the program that the pet food stamps website crashed several times due to heavy traffic. Okay, so obviously there's definitely a need for this. And the only way to apply for the program is through their online application. I kind of, you know, have to chuckle at that because, you know, you haven't got money to buy pet food. Do you have money to be on the internet and a website? So maybe there's, I think they're going to change that. Once an applicant is verified and an approved member of the pet food stamps program, the program staff will place the pet owner's order with Pet Food Direct, which I'm not familiar with that company, but it's not related to the program in any way, shape, or form. Since it is the Pet Food Stamps is a nonprofit organization, donations will be welcome. And if you wish to donate or if you want to check out the program, you can go to their website, which is petfoodstamps.org. When I checked it out, there wasn't any www, so it's just petfoodstamps.org. And they hope to take off and grow and get the donations and all of that. I'll keep an eye on what's going on, and it may be worth getting them on the air some point because it really takes off. But it obviously is a needed program. So petfoodstamps.org. Oh, and I have a little note here. I just found it last night, but it has gone viral. And so jump on to YouTube if you want a little chuckle. And search 2 minutes of nothing but goats yelling like humans. 2 minutes of nothing but goats yelling like humans. And they really do yell like humans. And in fact, there's a clip in this 2 minutes of a guy speaking a foreign language, but he's yelling at the goat, and the goat's yelling back at him. And it's like they're having a yell fest. But it's really pretty funny. So you may want to check that out. Okay. Now, this was hot off the presses, and this just hit the news yesterday. And it seems quite like pretty amazing news, but bee venom kills HIV. Nanoparticles carrying toxin shown to destroy human immunodeficiency virus. A new study has shown that bee venom can kill HIV virus, and its researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis have demonstrated that a toxin found in bee venom can destroy HIV by poking holes in the envelope surrounding the virus. And this is according to a news release sent out by Washington University yesterday. And in the picture, they've got a honeybee. So maybe that's one reason why, you know, I feel so strongly about supporting, you know, honeybees and so forth. But this is pretty cool. They say that nanoparticles smaller than the HIV were infused with the bee venom toxin, and a protective bumper was added to the nanoparticle surface, allowing it to bounce off normal cells and leave them intact. Normal cells are larger than HIV, so the nanoparticles target HIV, which is so small it fits between the bumpers, whatever that means. But anyway, and they also say that this type of treatment using the stuff, this melitin, M-E-L-I-T-T-I-N, is the component of bee venom that pokes holes in the coat that protects the HIV virus, that apparently by doing this, the virus can't mutate to defend because it has to have that protective coating. And so they're, at least that's what they're saying, that mutation wouldn't save the virus. And so this revelation can lead to the development of a vaginal gel to prevent the spread, and it seems an intravenous treatment to help those already infected. So it could be a preventative as well as a treatment. So how cool is that? Thanks to the bees. No wonder, you know, that's why we got to save those honeybees. So there we go. Good news. All righty then. We have a few more minutes left in this first hour of Animal World, and so we are going to switch gears now and get into our subject of the day, which revolves around one of our new but growing favorite members of the Animal World family, and that would be BioClean. And I believe if you want to check it out, the website is www.biocleanwa.com, correct? Teresa's
correct.
Nodding her hand. Mm-hmm. And you can go to Animal World or MarthaNorwalk.com, the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and you'll find a link right on the homepage to BioClean. So before we get into any major stories and so forth, Teresa Borst, owner, is here. Lisa, her assistant. Chris, her daughter. And these are kind of these amazing women behind the company. Teresa, why don't you tell us a little bit about BioClean and what you guys are all about.
So we clean up after suicides, homicides, decomposed bodies, hoarders, animal hoarders, drug labs. We started in 1998.
And what on earth possessed you to want to do something like this?
Had my own house cleaning business, and I was in search and rescue, taking a crime scene awareness class.
Ah.
And the detective showed us slides of what suicides look like, and I thought, who cleans up after these? And went and talked with him, and he said that it was the family and friends of the deceased that did the actual cleanup. And I thought, oh, how horrible. After them already being traumatized once by finding their loved one, now they're faced with having to clean them. So I thought, I need to do something about this to change it. And here we are 15 years later.
So it's it really sounds like kind of a calling.
I believe so. I love it.
Which, to see now... Can you believe that? That just came out of her mouth? And if you saw the vibrance in her energy and the sparkle in her eye, I mean, you really do love what you do.
I do, because we can take the trauma from them and restore the scene back to a safe environment for them, and we can go in unemotionally attached. I mean, there are jobs that are very difficult for us to still do, but knowing that they're not our relative and we can go out there and save a family, why not?
Well, that's interesting, because you said you had your own house cleaning business prior to starting BioClean. Can't just anybody clean up this stuff?
No. The state says that you have to have a bloodborne pathogen training. You have to have a HAZCOM in place, an accident prevention program in place, respiratory training. The list goes on, 40-hour HAZWOPER, and then clandestine drug lab cleaning for the drug labs.
You know, that I saw a story just night before last on the air. I think it was, it might have been last night. And... no, or the night before. I think it was a 2020 special, and they were doing things on real estate. And there was a house that the people had bought and moved into, and they started getting sick, and their baby and all of that. And it turned out that it had been a meth lab. And then they were saying that there was all kinds of residue and all kinds of stuff. And that are you guys, do you clean up like meth labs and stuff? And after that,
we do. And that's probably one of the most difficult jobs of our industry. And the reason being is you can't see the residue.
Right.
So human nature says if you can't see it, it's not there. So you really need to go in with an eagle eye and know that even though you can't see it to the naked eye, it's there, and you need to remove it. And so depending on the analytical results would dictate what type of cleanup we would do, whether we would tear the structure down or strip it to the studs or just wash it in place.
Well, that's what they were saying. This young couple, it was their first home and all of that, and they had a baby, and they had to leave. But then part of they didn't go into a lot of detail other than I remember them saying that they thought the cost of repairing was overwhelming. And so it isn't a matter of just going in and washing down. Sometimes you have to actually strip down to the frame or something, or was that what you're saying?
We do. And it can be very costly. Right now, we're seeing a rise of methamphetamine residue because of all of the repos and foreclosures and auctions. So we have just told people over and over and over, trying to get the word out, that if you are buying a foreclosure, make sure you go talk with your neighbors and see if there's been any activity there.
That's exactly what they said on this 2020 piece was, if you're buying something, especially if it's a repo or something weird, so go talk to the neighbors, because they said any neighbor will know if there was a drug lab or something going on. Mike, you wanted to chime in.
I just have a question. If you can't see it, how do you know it's there? How do you detect it? What's your first clues that if you don't know it's a meth lab?
Typically, when it's a foreclosure or there's an auction going on where the home has sold, usually somebody's going in to winterize it and come out sick. So that's the first clue. And so they call us up and we go in and sample the home. And we have to send the samples that we take out to an accredited lab. and they analyze them. It takes about a week or so to get the results.
So when you say
back.
Sample, what, you take swabs off of walls or
we do.
Or that kind of stuff?
We
or
do.
Or do you take air samples? I mean, what kind of
nope.
stuff do you sample?
We
test?
Take swabs off of walls, doors, cabinets, light fixtures, anything that's in the home that's a structure. If there was furniture in there, we necessarily wouldn't sample that. But the home, the HVAC system, which is the furnace, we would take samples from all of that.
It takes about a week. You can call Teresa and company here and have them come out and take some samples and tests to make sure you know before
Absolutely.
You buy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, gee, it seems like that's something that ought to be done that, you know, under these, you know, real estate, you have to foreclose, you know, or disclose things going on. It seems to me that banks or whoever is selling these houses maybe ought to have a sheet that says it's been tested.
You know, we would like to see that.
Yeah,
yes,
wouldn't you
absolutely.
Like to see that done?
Absolutely. We want to save these families from purchasing homes that are possibly contaminated.
This was a heartbreaking story of this young couple and their first home and this little baby, and they all get in. Everybody's sick, and they're hoping that their baby isn't going to be permanently affected. You know, but and they're all out of there, but they don't have the money to do what needs. It's really a sad case. So we have got to wrap up this first hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're going to do a little Easter tip for you just to remind you about bunnies and chicks and ducks and Easter coming up, and don't do that stuff. And then we will continue more with BioClean, and we're going to get into the hoarding and all of that stuff. But we've got lots of stories to tell. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.